imperial leader, the life story of the foremost man of our time, Winston Churchill. Back home in England now, all the glory of adventure, fighting, escape from a Boer prison camp behind him. Winston Churchill, whose name now rings through the empire for his colorful exploits, is on the threshold of great events. The House of Commons is beckoning to him in the greater Korea.
So, you're ready to settle down at last, are you, Winston?
Yes, Mr. Chamberlain. If I can persuade the electors to give me a seat.
Oh, no trouble about that. There should be an election in 18 months' time. But we can't afford to wait until then. We're going to appeal to the country before the enthusiasm of victory has died down.
A khaki election, eh?
Exactly. And as one who has played a prominent part in the war, you should be an ideal candidate. If we'll give Lloyd George and his pro-Boers the trouncing they deserve.
Well, I should tell you, sir, that I don't believe we should be vindictive in victory. I've already said in my dispatches to the Morning Post that I hoped a generous and forgiving policy should be adopted.
Yes, I read that dispatch and thoroughly disapproved of it. I might say that the Morning Post disapproved also.
What we've got to remember, sir, is that the people we're fighting now may one day be fighting on our side. I've always believed in fighting wars and other contentions with might and main until overwhelming victory is won, and after that, offering the hand of friendship to the vanquished.
That point of view isn't going to be very popular just now, my boy.
Perhaps not, sir, but it's how I feel. If I were asked to devise a motto for our future conduct, I should use these words. In war, resolution. In defeat, defiance. In victory, magnanimity. In peace, goodwill.
I understand your feelings, Winston. But it does no good to express them now. People who have had their friends or relations killed, or whose homes have been invaded, won't hear of clemency at this juncture. We've got to fight this election on the slogan, every seat lost to the government is a seat gained to the Boers. Now, what about your standing for Oldham again?
Do you think I'd stand a chance?
Oh, an excellent chance, my boy. You're a hero, a popular figure. And this time you won't be handicapped by a socialist colleague. What's more, if you stand for Oldham, I'll come and speak for you myself.
That's very good of you, sir. And of course, I accept.
But you've got to put the soft pedal on your feelings about forgiveness and all that sort of thing. There'll be plenty of time for that when the election's won.
Very well, sir. But once I'm elected, I'm going to do my best to temper justice with mercy. I've done all I could to help in the war. Now it's up to me to help make a good peace.
For this welcome.
Oh, there, Winston! Was it you or Lord Roberts who took Pretoria?
No, my friends, I did not take Pretoria, but I've come back to take Oldham. I'm standing as the Conservative candidate for my platform, the vigorous prosecution of this South African war. And I invite your support. I presume I am already elected.
Another wonderful meeting last night, Winston. Your speech was magnificent.
Oh, thank you, Mother. I thought it wasn't so bad myself for an amateur.
You take after your father, Winston. He was a great speaker, too.
I let you into a secret, Mother. All my speeches have been learned by heart. Father would never have done that.
I'm not so sure that it wouldn't have been better for him if he had done so. Your father often said things that he afterwards regretted. That was because he always spoke impulsively. Your method will get you into less trouble, Winston.
Oh, I'm impulsive too, really. But I can't afford to say the wrong thing just now. Later on, perhaps, when I've fully established my position and acquired more confidence in my eloquence, I'll take the chance and say whatever comes into my mind. At the present, that'd be fatal.
Mr. Chamberlain's coming up to speak for tonight, isn't he?
Yes, that ought to win me some votes. Old Joe's a great man, even if I don't agree with him about everything.
Winston, you haven't told him so.
Oh, yes, I have, Mother.
Oh, Winston, that's foolish. Mr. Chamberlain's a very good friend, but he can be a very bad enemy.
Don't worry, Mother. I'll behave myself until after the election. What happens after that is another matter.
Protection, Winston?
Yes, sir. I'm afraid the opposition is rather well represented.
Put
him
into the wall! Chamberlain! Chamberlain!
A young gentleman outside him just as bad! Oh, no!
Is that the sort of welcome you will give to your own men when they come home? Mr. Runciman, you say? The difference between Mr. Runciman and me is that while I was fighting for my country, he was fighting to make his seat safe.
Well, that was a mistake, Winston. You never want to lose your temper. I think it's about time you introduced me.
Bad reception, sir.
Oh, that's all right. I'm a fair English democracy.
Electors of Oldham, we are greatly honored in having with us tonight one of the greatest men in England, the Colonial Secretary, Mr. Joseph Chamberlain.
My friends.
We ain't friends of yours.
No,
of course not. Your friends of Kruger. Not that I wish to say anything against Kruger. The man alongside there. The man who is going to represent you, Winston Churchill, has done more by his actions than you or I could do with mere words.
You won't stop me from talking that way.
No, and you won't stop me from talking either. You and I, my friend, are very fond of talking. Our tongues are our favorite weapons. But Mr. Churchill is more used to the sword. Shall we blame him for that? Your course, of course, is all right. Of course, Mr. Churchill's all right. And that is why you're going to vote for him. That's why he's going to represent you in the House of Commons. Am I right?
Yes!
I'm almost on the point of collapse.
Oh, there's another batch just coming. I think I should go out in a moment. Yes, Emmett's leading. I expected that. Runciman and I are running head and head for second place.
Sure, but it is now.
Runciman's gained a few votes on me. This isn't very promising at the moment.
You're not beaten yet, Winston.
Of course not. But I'd better start looking about for a job. I could always go back to South Africa, of course.
Winston, you promised.
Oh, don't worry, Mother. I'm home for good now. But it looks as if I'll have to rely on my talents as a writer, not as a politician. Oh, the final votes are just being counted. We'll know all about it soon.
I don't know how you can be so calm, Winston.
Who's getting excited, Mother? A good soldier always allows for a defeat.
You mustn't be defeated. You must.
Oh, we've got the result, I think.
The final figures.
Mother, what's happened?
Can't you see anything, Winston?
There's too much of a crowd. Never mind. Someone's sure to let us know soon.
Winston! Winston!
Captain, you've heard the news?
No, we haven't heard anything.
Is Winston elected, Jack? Tell us quickly.
Of course he's elected. By 230 votes. Oh, congratulations. Mr. Winston Churchill, MP.
Oh, Winston, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Mother. Thanks, Jack. I'm glad it's all over.
There he is now! The new member for Oldham! Three cheers for Winston Churchill! England's greatest hero!
On a tidal wave of enthusiasm, Winston Churchill now marches forward to true greatness. In the historic shadows of the House of Commons, amid the echoes of the voices of the great past, here will he find the recognition that he will doubly earn. Here will he become indeed, he will doubly earn.